live from our living room, it's From Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long-distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long-distance, marriage, and relationships.
Hello, and welcome to episode 18. We are going to be talking what?
The podcast is legal. It's 18.
Okay.
Sorry.
The podcast is legal, and we're going to be talking about being intentional in your relationships.
Now, what does that mean, you might ask? We've talked about it in a few different episodes, and really just comes... We talked a lot about it in the Keeping Things Fresh date idea episodes. Really, it's just making sure that you're constantly putting in that effort. How would you define it?
I think I'd say constantly, because it sounds like...
No, every minute of every day, you need to be giving 100,000%.
Yeah, fuck that noise. It's, being intentional is just making conscious effort.
Maybe that's the word I meant.
Yeah,
conscious. Constant.
It's very late here. We normally record these in the morning. It's now bedtime.
Yeah.
So, delirium may kick in. But, yeah, it's just about making conscious effort. It's thinking, what can I do to make life a little bit easier for the other person, or to make them feel appreciated,
or special, loved, or special, or whatever.
And for me, the way our relationship is, we kind of got set roles within the house, haven't we, really?
Yeah.
With the chores that we do. So, you know, you do the cooking and...
washing.
So, if I'm trying to make you feel, or if I'm trying to take a little bit of pressure off you, if I'm putting in conscious effort, the sort of low-hanging fruit for me is to cook dinner one night, or, you know, cook some of the meals, or just help around the house with the things that would normally be what you're taking care of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's something that always goes a long way with me. I think... the part of it being intentional, and it doesn't have to be a big grand gesture, it doesn't have to be a big surprise, but, you know, if I come home from a day of work and things have been a bit heavy for me lately, you know, just knowing that you have made the conscious effort, put thought into it, what can I do to make something easier for her today, goes a really long way.
Yeah, and I think really a lot of it is, you know, everyone's in different... stage of a relationship, and I think in the first, I don't know how long, it depends on the computer, so in that honeymoon phase, this probably isn't something you need to worry about as much, because hopefully
you're all like juiced up on doing lovely things. Yeah,
and if you're not getting that in the early stages, then maybe reconsider your choices.
That is something to talk about, actually. Like, you know, if you are feeling this way and it's only a few months or like a year in, it's unlikely to get...
I say like urine.
I hate that
you're
word.
You're only urine.
I hate that word. You know that's like my least favorite word.
Yeah. Urine.
Stop it.
You don't like urinal either, do you?
Anything to do urinal. With it... Oh, stop it. I don't know what's happened to you. He turns into a gremlin when it gets too late. I fed him, and now he's gone batshit crazy. Okay. If you are only like...
within 12 months.
Yes, of knowing one another and being in a relationship. Whew. And it's already bad. It's unlikely to get better, realistically. And I think those things need to be assessed. However, that doesn't mean that people don't start taking each other for granted relatively early in sometimes.
Yeah, generally, we're talking when you've been together long. I mean, so we're... in our 8th year?
Yeah, do you know what I realised the other day? Mm. I've known you for half of my life.
Yeah, it's because we're old as shit.
Oh, and we were young as shit when we met. Started talking. Anyway, sorry, that baffled me.
Yeah, you know, we've been together a long time, relatively. And we've lived together for most of that time. So you just find yourself in routines where we have what we call blue jobs and pink jobs. Very gendered... aligned, and yeah, it's just easy to get bogged down in the mundane and the day-to-day, and oh, you do dinner and that's easy for me to take for granted, and I do the bills and that's easy for you to take for granted, and you know, things like that. So that it's very easy to not be intentional in your actions, because you just, you know what your role is and you do that, and then...
But I don't think you have to necessarily break out of those pink job, blue job things to be intentional.
No, when, I don't
for
think
instance,
that
like cooking, like you said, I normally do the cooking, but I can be intentional. Like the other day, I know that your favorite meal is like, you know, meat pie and mash. And so I thought, hey, do you know what? It's a really cold night. Like, that'd be really nice. I'll stop and get some bits to make that. And that was, you know, it's not really my favorite meal. I enjoy it. It's fine, whatever. But, you know, it's my job. I do it for both of us. Every now and then I'll do something especially for you intentionally to make.
Yeah, it's not about breaking out of the roles. It's
part
just,
of, sometimes it is. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be.
I'm just saying that you get put into these roles. And then you just act almost unconsciously that this is what I'm doing today. And so on the cooking side of it, you may think, okay, well, these are the handful of meals that we eat most frequently and, you know, whatever. And it, to be conscious in that scenario, like you said, you think you put more thought into what's going to be made for dinner that night. And for me, I mean, I know you shared this on Instagram a little while back, but a few months ago when you were having hard time with, there was family stuff going on and work was difficult, you know, I stopped at the shop after work and I got you some bath bombs, and it was a surprise for you, just so you can relax a little bit, and then I started getting more thoughtful around the house. So it's things like that. You know, that's not necessarily me breaking out of my role, what we do, but it's just me thinking, okay, you need a little bit more support at this time. And then more recently, I'm trying to, I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution, but I think every now and then you kind of just, you go through cycles in life, then you're in relationships, and it's like acknowledging at this stage that I could be doing more in these areas.
You've been on like a flurry of change the past few weeks.
Yeah, whereas I don't really feel like it's balanced, like, you know, the scales are sort of tipped towards you doing more of certain things. I don't mean that's like you're doing more than your fair share overall, but I think you're doing the bulk of certain tasks,
like house related stuff.
Yeah, I think actually I could be doing more of that. So that's intentional effort.
I think intentional effort can be different too. I think it can mean being proactive to make sure things don't get like that. To that point where maybe you feel like things are a bit stale, or where you need to say, oh, you know, I'm not doing enough of this or that.
Yeah, I mean,
and finding ways to cut that off before it happens, if that makes
sense. Yeah, I think if you're listening to this and you are earlier on in the relationship, don't be thinking this doesn't apply to me because I'm only 6 to 12 months in.
You're only a year in.
But think, okay, well, yeah, like you said, this is early days for me, but what am I currently doing that's going down well?
And how do I maintain that? One thing that we did a few years ago, I can't remember where we learned it. Was it off of that, I think we've mentioned this show before in previous episodes. It was a TV show, it was like on the weekends, called Sex Inspectors.
Yeah.
And it was a man and a woman, and they met with different couples who were maybe in a sexual rut or having trouble.
They put cameras in their bedroom.
Yeah, they did all sorts of invasive stuff. But anyways,
it's a pretty cool job. I'd like that job.
You would. You're nosy and you're a horn dog, so you would love it. But basically, they gave people tips, and they didn't.
Yeah,
it
she
wasn't.
Got the tip.
It wasn't. Oh my god, we're not allowed to do these this late at night. Last week it was C-bombs. Now you're talking about...
I also said you could
poop.
Sit on my face last week.
Did you say that on the podcast?
Yeah, that was early in the morning, so...
You guys, I'm so sorry. I'm just... My hands are over my eyes. My head's tilted back in frustration. I don't know what to do with him. He is literally a gremlin. All times, apparently.
Anyway, so the sex inspectors.
Yeah, I think it was this where we saw it. I like how you, like, correct me for getting off track when you're the one that derailed everything.
I don't know why I said.
That's how bad it is. I don't even know what I said. I'm so full of shit. I don't even know what the problem is. Anyways, this is really hard work. They said, I think the people were having maybe some communication issues as well in this episode, and they were like affection issues as well. So they suggested get a ball, write down, you know, things that you would like to happen in your relationship, drop them in the ball. And every time you walk past it, one of you picks something out, or maybe you have a day a week where you intend to do this. So we did that. And it was just little things like, oh, hold my hand more when we're in public, or rub my back, you know, rub my back, whatever, things like that.
Yeah. Well, what I like about that is, oh, so I don't remember the show. I remember we got the
idea.
Do you think
we got that from the show? Was
probably
that right?
It sounds like that kind of thing. I don't remember strictly what how they did it in the show, but I know what we did with it was, it wasn't one particular thing. So in that bowl, we've got a mixture. It's not all about sex,
mm-hmm.
but there's a couple of sexual things in there. It's not all about dates.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's just...
helping out, or...?
Well, some of it's just also a little insight into what the other one of us wants to feel good. So, you know, like you said, you've got in there, hold my hand and we're out. You like when I put my hand on your lower back when you're going through a door. You know, there are little sort of touches and gestures that a partner can do. It's really easy for someone to forget how someone likes to be, in a non-sexual way, how you like to be touched, or
yeah.
to hold your hand, especially for walking, because it's like, I think a lot of people naturally walk at slightly different speeds. So it's like, when you slow down a little bit, take in the moment. So that bowl that we've got, it's a bit of a hodgepodge collection of notes from the two yeah. of us of what we like and want to do. And that's nice about it, because you think, well, I don't want to get something out of the bowl because I'm not really feeling like sex today, because it's not all about sex. Mm-hmm. And we can pick one thing out and it says, oh, okay, well, that's not really... If you hear the dog snoring, it's late for him too.
Yeah, we got a new mic and we have a pug who snores, so...
But yeah, so you know, you can take something out of the bowl if it's not relevant for that day or that moment, put it back and pick yeah. something else out. And yeah, I'd definitely recommend having your own bowl. I mean, we don't necessarily use it as much as we could, but what I did do with it when we first introduced it, I laid all of the notes out and I took a picture of it. So then that's on my phone.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I did that. And then that's always with you, and you can save it to your favourite, so it's always accessible. But then for things like holding your hand, which isn't done in the house, it's done when we're out and about, you know, if it's on your phone, you can
put all my hand while we're watching TV.
But generally speaking, you know, some of it's just done outside of or whatever. So that was a way of just having that information with me.
And that's really good tips. And something like that, even early on, could be really valuable information. I mean, we're looking at it from the perspective of we've been together a long time. Sometimes we forget the things we did in the beginning, and we forget the little things, like you said, that really excite someone to make them feel good or make them feel like they're being shown extra affection. But early on, I remember one of the things I put in there that maybe you didn't know about is I liked when we're out walking around a mall or shopping, doing whatever, put your arm around me and put your hand in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked that. You didn't know that. And, you know, I mean, if God, we'd been together for years at the time. So if you didn't know that, think what people who haven't been together for very long may not know.
Yeah. And the thing, a lot of it about relationships is, you're on a very big learning curve to find out as much as you can about this other person. And you can only really know. There are two ways of finding that information. They share it with you. And sometimes you just kind of forget to share certain things. You're not trying to be secretive. You just think, oh, I didn't think to tell you that.
Yeah.
And the second way you can learn things is you do something and you either get positive feedback or negative feedback, and you learn they like it or they don't. So having that bowl full of things where you both contribute to it is a bit of a shortcut, or a life hack, I suppose, is the modern phrase.
Can I tell you something right now?
What?
You have a really big grey hair that I want to pull out really, really bad.
Yeah, marriage turned me grey.
I don't think so. I think...
I pulled her out yesterday. It was massive.
Big grey hair?
Yeah. Ow.
Does it hurt? It's massive.
It's gone now, for anyone wondering. But yeah, so, you know, having something like that is just a shortcut to getting the information. And then you can act upon that information with your intentional effort.
Yes.
And make the other person feel good and happy and like they've made the right decision in who they've chosen to be.
But I think the whole point of being intentional in your relationship is to make things or keep things feeling good. Tell the other person that you're thinking of them. And to really just not think about yourself all the time as well. I think you can get very wrapped up even when you're in a loving relationship. You can end up being like, you know, like you said, I've had some stuff going on the past few months, family stuff, personal stuff, work stuff. And I probably haven't been as good of a partner to you as I could have been because I'm dealing with stuff, but you've been extra good to me. And I think it's worth bearing in mind that, yeah, I know I said earlier in the episode jokingly, it's constantly giving 100%. It's not really what it's about. You can't be intentional every single moment. Like, things in life are going to happen, but don't get discouraged by that. Or if you feel like your partner isn't doing that right now, maybe think, is there a reason they're not? And can I be doing something more intentional to help them through that period?
Well, it ebbs and flows. I know we've mentioned in a previous episode, I don't remember what one, but you mentioned that I was working full time and then I started doing a diploma. And it was just a lot of my time was taken up with these two things. Yeah. And so you stepped up and said, don't worry about anything around the house. I'll take care of that. And, yeah, so you gave me extra support at a time I needed it. And then I give you support at the times when you need it. And then in the more even keel times, I feel like it generally speaking tends to tilt towards one person or another, but that shouldn't. I think the worst thing you can feel at that time is resentment that, oh, I'm giving all the effort at this time. Because the reality is, in 3 to 6 months, the other person's likely to be giving more than you are.
Obviously,
and that's just
if
the
it's
way it goes.
Feeling like it's swung one way for too long, then it's something to discuss and bring up.
But just like we said last week about being, you know, having self-awareness, it's important here too. Because it's very easy when you're the one making the effort to forget when you weren't making the effort.
Yeah.
You know, you can sort of, I suppose it's the opposite of romanticising the past. You might just think, oh, look how much effort I'm putting in. And then you don't really think, oh, well, you know what, I did jack shit last month and you did this for me.
Yeah. And but
so just be honest.
And it doesn't have to be a tit for tat thing. You know, relationships naturally, you know, ebb and flow, like you said, anyway. Sometimes you're both really on the same page and your love is really igniting. And then you both get caught up in something else that's going on, and your relationship, I hesitate to say takes a back seat, but maybe just doesn't get as much focus as it previously was. And I think some people get really discouraged when that happens. I've definitely felt that in the earlier, like the first couple years we were together, and that would happen. And then, you know, something would change, and suddenly it'd be like we fell in love all over again, and we were starting new, and we were really focusing on us, and then something else would happen,
and I think
we'd be pulled from that focus.
I think
in a good relationship, it always comes back to us.
It does. And I think it's important to be particularly mindful these days because there's so much to be distracted by. You know, we've all got phones, but on that phone is anything that you want.
Yeah.
You know, so we're both guilty of this. We'll go out for dinner and one of us be on our phone. It's like, oh, I'm just checking Facebook. And when you're on social media in particular, you can very easily get involved in a conversation or an argument with a complete stranger that you owe nothing to, and you're sacrificing time with your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, to argue with a stranger on the internet who you're never going to meet, never really probably going to
meet. You do that more than anyone.
Yeah, but the point is, like, that in itself has been intention in relationship to say, I shouldn't be prioritising Facebook over time with my partner at the moment. Especially if you're out on a date.
Yeah.
And it's hard nowadays to say, let's both leave our phones at home. You know, if you get stranded or if you want a phone with you and...
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to take pictures.
Maybe leave your phone in the car.
Leave your phone in the car. Maybe one of you leaves your phone at home and you say, we're only taking this for an emergency. Maybe get just a dumb phone for your car. So if you need to make a... But you know what I mean? It's just about being intentional. So... If you're that bad with it, you need to remove all temptation, then that's an option. But otherwise, just think, well, when we're actually sitting down for the meal, there's no phones. And
one of the things
I found a few years, we've never done this, but we've discussed doing it, is blackout nights.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of that is, I think you didn't like the idea of it because you thought it meant sitting in the dark.
I don't know, maybe.
But a blackout night is basically no electronic devices, there's no TV. I suppose you could have music on, but there's no TV, and you put your phones down, there's no tablets, no Netflix. And you do other things, you know, maybe cook together, or you play board games, or you take a blanket outside and make s'mores and look at the stars. Yeah, whatever it might be.
Disconnect.
And connect with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, disconnect from the world and connect with your partner.
Yeah. And I like the idea of that.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember also that you can be intentional when you're apart as well. So if you're long distance or you're separated for whatever reason, you know, it's sticking to those time calls or scheduled calls that you've arranged and not canceling or surprising them with a call. You used to do that for me sometimes and it made my day. You'd call me at like 3 a.m. my time because it was like 11 or 11 your time. And I didn't care. I was so happy that you called me.
Yeah, and like now, you know, if you're long distance and presumably you know what the time difference is, leave a voicemail for the other person to hear when they wake up in the morning or...
Yeah, or we used to always, because we'd talk either on the phone or FaceTime or whatever at night. Well, in my evening, it'd be late night for you. And one of us would always email the other so that, you know, right before they got in bed or the next morning, they got up and had a lovely message. You know, whether that was just, you're beautiful or you're handsome or I really loved our conversation tonight, whatever, just something positive to leave them with.
Yeah, and, you know, surprise with gifts and flowers, you know, have flowers. And the beauty of having, I don't know if Amazon existed for us. Certainly not like it is now, you know. It was more difficult for us to have gifts delivered from the home country to them. But now you can go on Amazon and have something delivered.
That day almost, some places.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're not paying import taxes and stuff like that because you've ordered it from their country to them. Or, you know, send them gifts, send them a little box or start a time capsule. So,
capsule?
Is that what I said?
It's like capsule.
Capsule?
Capsule.
Start one of those. You know, so for anyone who doesn't know what that is, I suppose it can be anything. Whether if you've met or not will depend what goes into it. But it's sort of reminders and mementos of what you've done or communication that you've had if you haven't met yet. So if you have met, maybe things like train tickets, movie stubs.
Like that little tickets. Book I made you.
Yeah, you know, anything like that. That you can. It's something you can look back on from the very beginning.
Did we talk about that book in the last episode?
Yeah. And you can add to it. No, I think it was in the preparing to meet episode, which was on before. But anyway, so it's about the time capture idea is you just start putting things in that you add to over time. Surprise and stuff. So
or even just writing a handwritten letter. Like that's nobody gets posts that they actually want to open now. It's all bills and stuff. And most, actually, post is getting less, you know, common because most things are paperless.
Well, you used to get excited about the post because it could be anything. And now if you get post, it's a fucking bill.
Or something from Amazon.
Yeah, well, that comes in a parcel. I mean, if you just get a letter through the post. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, being intentional really can be anything.
Yeah, and it's whatever works best for the two of you and you know each other best. What do you think you get? How does it make you feel when I make an extra effort to be intentional in our relationship? Like, why should
people... It depends
why,
what
like,
it is.
We need to sell this. Why should people do it?
Because if you love that person, there's a degree of selflessness to it, I think. Because the selfish thing to do is to not do it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a bit more effort required to be intentional. Because you're doing something that you've had to think about, you've had to come up with, you've had to do it. It's not the easiest option. But you... Why would you do it? I mean, you want them to... either feel good, or you're going to feel cherished, or you're going to feel special and loved, whatever, just a bit happier than you otherwise would have done that day. Or it's typically about making things a bit easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put more effort into, not more effort, when you put more thought into what to cook, it's so the reaction for me is, this is nice, it's unexpected, this is a nice treat. And then when I'm currently doing the things I'm doing for you around the house, it's so you haven't got to work as hard. I think the emotions are different for either of those. But
well, I know the emotions for me behind that are, oh my gosh, he's really thinking about me. He's been listening to me, you know, whatever's going on with me. He's taking some of the burden off my shoulders. And, you know, sometimes when things are rough, and not to say that you should only do these things when times are rough, you know, you should do it when you can. maybe...
But sometimes that's the reminder that you can
do when times are tough. But, you know, it's just as nice to do it when things are good and you just want to surprise someone. But, you know, for me, I can feel... I can kind of start to feel kind of isolated in my thoughts and my worries and feel quite lonely. And so when you do that, I think, oh my God, you know, I have got someone in my corner. I'm not alone. This person listens to me. They want to help me. And some people might actually struggle, I think, to figure out ways to be intentional. And that might, a good way to get around that would maybe be to do the love language quiz to find out what things your partner values. So take that together. One of our first few episodes was that there's a link to a quiz. If you haven't done it, it's a really good way to find out, you know, not only how you communicate and what you need, but how your partner needs to be shown that they're appreciated and loved. So maybe your partner really values acts of service. You know, I think that's something that didn't really come up in my quiz, but in reality, I do really value because you've been doing a lot of that and it's meant a lot to me. They might like gifts, so then you do that. They might like words of affirmation, so you're constantly reassuring them or just saying sweet things, compliments.
Yeah. That dog.
It's a big snore.
You know, it's as much, it's knowing what they would appreciate the most, isn't it? You know, you have to know them quite well to know that. Yeah, I think the love languages is a good place to start, and it's, or take them somewhere. You know, I just think actually they'd really enjoy a day here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it depends. You can be constrained by money. You know, if you can afford to send them to a spa day, that's probably going to be well received. And if you can't and you have to do something that's free, then, like we said, just making the effort a bit more doesn't cost any money.
And
that's something we've struggled with, actually, because I tend to express my... Not emotions, but I like to buy you stuff. I like to spend money on you, or
spend money places.
Not necessarily, like, I don't show my love through gifts, but I like to spend money on you.
Yeah.
So experiences or going somewhere or buying you something. Sometimes I just think it's nice to have the memento. Oh, we got this when this happened.
Yeah, but at a certain point in our life,
you've said, like, when we haven't had money, there'll be like a real dip.
Yeah.
Where you felt like, actually, there's not really much coming my way in terms of effort.
Yeah, and I didn't expect like anything financial.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the longer we've been together, especially in the past year or so, you've really learned the value of just doing things for me around the house or buying me some cheap flowers or whatever. And that's fine. And I just always had to try and remind you, like, you can write me a letter and leave it in my car. You can, there's all sorts of things, but I think you just struggle to get your head around it. You have got a bit better as time's gone on. My friends have commented on that. Like, he buys you lots of stuff.
And like what?
Well, like bracelets and, you know, flowers, things. But you don't do that often.
Yeah,
I just think when
flowers just the other day.
Yeah, some beautiful lilies. But it's not like, it's not that often, and it's not necessarily ridiculously expensive stuff. I think that's the...
And I think it's worth mentioning that one of the... I don't think we're going to be the only couple that have struggled with this, but... We've had conversations in the past that you said, I would like to see this from you more often. Let's say buying flowers more often or saying something every day. And I've always had the view that the minute something becomes a regular part of your routine, it becomes routine. If I buy you flowers every Sunday, me buying you flowers is no longer a gesture of anything. It's just
to clarify, I never asked for that.
It's just an example. It's a hypothetical example that... As soon as something is requested to happen more often, and it happens more often, it loses the impact.
And it can lose, and it can take away from the joy for the person who's doing
it. Exactly, because it's no longer, that person's no longer doing it because they consciously thought that person would appreciate this. They're doing it because, oh, it's Sunday, Sunday's new flower day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I text you at 9 o'clock every morning to say, I love you, have a nice day.
Yeah.
After a little while, that stuff starts to... It just becomes part of your routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always struggled with that. I've always kind of rejected...
You just end up not doing things.
Yeah, that's the challenge.
It's a balance.
I've always resisted sort of doing that. Because I want you to know that when you get flowers or you get a nice text or whatever it might be, you know that at that moment you are on my mind.
Yeah, and the reality is you've made me grateful for the tiniest attentions.
That is the secret to
it's to pathetic. Happiness. I'm like, oh, he said he thinks I'm pretty. Oh my god. No, you're pretty good with compliments and that. But no, I mean, I think being intentional is going to look different for every person in every relationship, but it's just the thought behind it, really. And you might find that sometimes the thought is enough. Like, not just that you thought it, but, you know, sometimes saying, hey, like, do you want me to make dinner tonight? Or let me take you out. And maybe they don't feel up to going out or whatever, but it's just the idea that you thought of it and you suggested it and you thought, oh, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate that. That's okay. And it's just being known that you're, or just knowing that you're being thought about can mean a lot. They're aware of your needs and stuff like that.
And that really is the gist of the whole thing. It's you're thinking about that person that moment. What would they appreciate the most? That really is the long and short of it. But yeah, I mean, I think just to end it, this isn't a topic that is to only applies at a certain point in time of a relationship. I think that the longer your relationship goes on, the more important it gets. Mm-hmm. We're at that sort of notorious 7-year itch, stage, but we've not had the itch yet. And also, this, I put in a post on Instagram today, or yesterday when people listen to this, mentioning that your actions massively impact your partner's actions and their mood and their behaviour. So if you're in a place where maybe things are a little bit more trying, a little bit more difficult, maybe neither of you are really making the effort, one of two things is going to happen, isn't it? Either you're going to continue that way and you're going to be unhappy and probably split up down the line, or one of you, maybe both of you, is going to start making the effort. And it's just amazing, really, what small effort can do. Because, you know, like you said, you start to feel listened to, you start to feel appreciated. It's, oh, I haven't got to do that now. They've taken care of it. It frees up a little bit of your energy. And very quickly, you can start to feel happier, start to feel wanted, and you can love that person a little bit more again.
And it goes both ways.
But it's easy to feel helpless because the other person's not doing something, but you can take charge of a situation and massively impact what happens next.
Yeah, and it's the kind of thing, it can be like wildfire. If you notice, oh, he or she's really doing this to help me, and then, oh, they kept doing really nice things. What am I doing? And am I doing enough? And then you start to reflect on what your things, and maybe then you start doing more. And I think that's what's happened with us really recently. You have really started, you know, pulling extra weight, helping me out. And then I've started thinking of areas where, you know, I could not pay it back because it's not a tit for tat thing, but just show you back.
I think it's almost the same mentality as when you have competitions with people where if one person is at a higher level, it brings you up.
Yeah.
That's not to say we're in competition, but it's when someone starts to just elevate themselves, it elevates the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's it, really. And also, you know, if you live together, it's a case of those actions make your house nicer, which then makes potentially life a bit more pleasant because you're in a nice, comfortable, pleasant environment that where you want to be. I mean, we've always said we feel very comfortable and safe at home, you know, relaxed. And,
mm-hmm.
So having behaviours that maintain that house makes us both feel good. And not like one person's got everything for that house to stay nice.
What about people who don't live together?
People who don't live together, then I think it's more about what can you do for that person.
Yeah.
Or hire them a cleaner for a month. You got anything to add?
No, I think just remember sometimes you need to be a pedestal for your partner. You need to hold them up.
You need to be a pedestal?
Yeah, like be the pedestal that holds someone up.
That's not the saying.
I know.
They need to be on the pedestal.
No. you shouldn't put people on a pedestal. What I'm saying is sometimes you need to be the pedestal to hold someone up.
That's not a saying.
It's not. It's a metaphor that I just came up with. I'm not trying to say
there's a reason this metaphor hasn't been come up with before. What are you trying to say?
You are not lifting me up right now.
What?
You are not being intentional right now.
I am the wind
now.
Beneath your wings. What are you saying?
I'm saying sometimes you need to be the support. You need to hold someone up and showcase them.
Is that what pedestaling does?
Well, a pedestal is like something that holds something up. You like put a plant on a pedestal or whatever. Like, it's a thing, okay?
Just be a footstool.
Don't be a douche is the lesson. Why do you... shitting on my metaphor.
If I'm confused and I know you...
Well, you're...
Then what about all the people who are listening who don't know you, thinking, what is this woman talking
about?
They
can Google pedestal, or they can message us. I make sense. Sometimes you have to be the thing holding up, be the bra to the boobs.
Be
do you
the
like
bra,
that
this
better?
Makes sense, yeah.
Oh, God,
this
you're
much
so,
more my kind of metaphor.
You're so predictable and disappointing. What's your pedestal? I like to talk about tits.
Be a bra.
I don't think we should record in the night anymore.
Be a bra, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. You just made me just derail everything I was saying just then.
You were saying put your partner... No, be the pedestal for your partner.
Yeah, basically. That's it. Hold them up, be there for them, pay attention to their needs, and be intentional in the actions that you do based on those needs.
Yeah, we said much earlier on, one of the early episodes, about how it's a privilege for someone to have chosen you, to be their partner. And then they're a reflection on you as well. So with that in mind, you want them to be happy and rewarded, really.
Yeah, richly rewarded for putting up with your shit.
Pretty much. But, you know, it is a privilege that someone has chosen you to spend their life with. And in the case of long distance, there's the sacrifice there. So put the effort in to repay that.
Yeah.
I think.
And just try and be proactive and make sure that the nice things are being maintained as regularly as possible throughout the relationship. It doesn't have to be every day or every week, but just remember to show that appreciation. Planning a surprise, just an encouraging word, whatever that looks like, and timing it so that it's when maybe they really need it as well.
There's got to be a metaphor here that...
Like, you don't understand metaphors.
I do. I'm trying to think of the wording, but basically if your relationship is a plant, this conscious effort is like water in that plant. It's going to keep that relationship healthy.
Do you know what metaphor means?
Yeah. What would you call that?
Well, it's like a shitty simile.
No.
If you have like in it, it's a simile.
Yeah, but we can add like to anything.
I'm just saying that you're wrong.
Whatever. Metaphor, simile, whatever. There's one of those. That is why you do it. It keeps that plant/relationship alive.
Isn't there a movie with Kate Hudson where she has a love fern with someone? I think it's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Ted Danson also had one in Getting Even with Dad.
A love fern?
It wasn't a love fern, but his girlfriend gave him a plant, and then he refused to water it because he said it was a commitment.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. We hope this gives you some ideas for how to be a little bit more intentional in your relationship and why it's important. Something we do want to ask, if you are enjoying the podcast, please feel free to leave a review. I know you can do that on Apple. Can you do it on Spotify and the other... platforms?
I don't know, but iTunes, you certainly can. Whatever platform you're listening to us on,
if you can rate or
only if it's a nice review. Don't be giving us one stars.
Well, I don't mind nice ones if constructive criticism is okay too.
Constructive criticism comes through to us on Instagram personally, and then we can judge it. But reviews need to be nice. But yeah, reviews would be much appreciated, and it helps us become more visible.
Okay.
But if it's bad, just send us a private message and we'll deal with it. Mr. Mrs. Distance on Instagram.
From longdistancetomarriage.com. Or no,
just longdistancetomarriage.com. But yeah, send us a message, send us an email. We read everything. We like to answer questions, like to help people. On that note, we'll be back next week.